Welcome to Torati Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Sara Malka Reichman. Today we're learning Shmuel Aleph, Parak Chaf Hei, where we will learn that while there are kings, there are also king makers, and every ruler needs that visionary that will determine the direction and course of the king's reign. And while the king may be able to draw his arrow, there needs to be that visionary who determines the goal and keeps his eyes fixed on the target. In our parak, that visionary is Abigail Hanaviah. And we will focus specifically on the interactions between David and Abigail. But first, when the parak opens up, it tells us that Shmuel passed away, and all of Am Yisrael eulogized him, and they buried him at his home in the Ramah. The Radak points out that perhaps Shmuel died specifically at this time following the last parak, where Shaul acknowledged for the first time that David will reign, which means that Shmuel lived to see or to hear about the fruition of his nevuah, since this signifies the beginning of David's reign. We hear about an ish from Ma'on whose business is in the Carmel. He's very wealthy. He has thousands of sheep and goats, and it was the time of shearing of the sheep in the Carmel, which was always celebrated. The name of this man was Nabal, and the name of his wife was Abigail. In case we were wondering at all about their characters, the pasuk is very descript. This woman is Tovat Seichel. She is very smart. She is of good wisdom, Vifat Tawar, and beautiful. The Ish is Kashev Ram Alalim. He is difficult, hardened, and has evil deeds. David hears that Nabal and his workers are sharing their sheep. So he gathers together 10 of his Na'arim, and he's going to send them to Nabal to request that he send them food. But let's listen to the manner in which David advises his Na'arim to speak to Nabal. He says, "V'amartim kol lechai," in Pasuk Vav. He blesses him that he should continue to live and be successful in the way that he is now. V'ata shalom uveitcha shalom v'chol asher lecha shalom. And he greets him with much social grace. And he says that, "I heard that you are sharing your sheep today." And we hear, and he communicates to Nabal, that Nabal's shepherds were with David and his men for a period of time. And David says, "All the while that they were with us, lo Hechlamnum, we never disgraced them." Rashi explains that it means that whenever they asked for anything, we didn't disgrace them by rejecting their request. We always provided them with what they needed. Lo nefkad lehem meuma, nothing was ever taken from them because we took care of them. Kol yimehi otam b'Carmel, all the while that they were in the Carmel. And David says, "Why don't you ask your na'arim? Sha'alat na'arecha v'yagidu lach." And they will tell you that we found favor in their eyes. And now please give us whatever you could find to give us. And David asks him to request food. Now, David's social graces are really lost on Nabal. And Nabal responds, "Mi David, umi ven Yishai, hayom rabu avadim hamitpartzim ish mipnei Adonav." Who's this David? Who's ben Yishai? Nowadays there are many servants who break out of the bondage of their master. Very denigrating tone. "Am I to give my bread, my water, and all of the food that I cooked for my shearers to this person? V'lakachti et lachmi v'et meimai v'et tivchati asher tivtavachti l'gozizai v'natati l'anashem asher lo yadati emi zehema." I'm going to give it all to people who I didn't know. And he sends David's na'arim away. They come and they repeat everything to David, and David instructs 400 of his men to prepare their swords and the other 200 of his men to stay and watch their belongings. Now, back at the ranch, we hear about Abigail, and one of the Na'arim who work for Nabal goes and tells Abigail about what just transpired, and he adds to what David said about David and his men's treatment of Nabal's workers. He says, "Vanashim tovim lanu me'od," in Pasuk Tetvav, "v'lo hachlamnu, v'lo fakadnu
me'uma, kol yimei hitalachnu itam biyotenu basadeh. But he adds, choma hayu aleinu, gam laila gam yomam. They were protection for us constantly, all the while that we were with them. And now he says to Abigail, he turns to her for a solution. He says, Di'i'uri, you think about what you should do now because evil is going to befall us as a result of your husband's treatment of these people, and we cannot talk to your husband because he is a ben blial, because he is such a coarse person. There is no speaking to him. Now, Abigail doesn't seem to need any time to think. She responds immediately. She prepares a feast. She prepares 200 loaves of bread and wine and flour and raisins and dates to take with her, and advises the Na'arim to go and ride towards David and his men. And she says she will be riding along behind them. Hear what David is thinking. David is planning to wipe out the entire house of Nabal. He sees Nabal as a Morid B'malchut, somebody who's rebelling against the anointed king of Am Yisrael. In the Radak that we mentioned earlier, the Radak saw David's reign as beginning when Shaul acknowledged it to a certain extent. The Yaros Dvash tells us that to a certain degree David already became king when Hashem told Shmuel Hanavi that he, so to speak, regrets having made Shaul king and that somebody will take over his reign. When Abigail sees David, she descends from her chamor, from her donkey, falls to his feet and begs him to listen to her. And now she has probably but a few moments to convince David to reverse his plan. Let's listen to the wisdom with which she speaks and how she understands David. Pasuk Chaf Hei. My master, you should not pay any attention to this low, coarse person. Ki cheshmo kein hu, naval shmo unavala imo. He is just like his name. The Ramban in Devarim explains the word naval and says that a naval is somebody who repays somebody who has bestowed good upon him with evil. Umishalem ra'a lemisha hitiv imo ikare naval. And the example of a person who personifies this trait of naval that the Ramban cites is, in fact, naval, because David did good for his men and naval repaid it with bad. He did not want to provide him with any food. In the Medrash, Rabbi Simon says, Hu naval hu lavan, hein hein ha'otiyot. Naval and lavan share the same letters and the same essence. Ma lavan hayaramai, kach naval hayaramai. They were both very deceitful people. So her first strategy is, she tells David, this person is so low, he's not worth your energies and not worth your getting upset. Pasuk chavav. Vata Adoni Chaya Shem Vechi Nafshcha Asher Minaacha Hashem Mibo Vidamim Bo Sheyad Chalach. She says, I swear by Hashem who has prevented your hand from coming to, literally, damim, bloods or bloodshed, and who has saved your hand. And now all of your other enemies should be just like Nabal. And so should be all the people who seek bad for you. Here, Abigail speaks to David and says that Hashem is the one who has prevented him from coming to bloodshed. She speaks to him as if it is already a fait accompli that he has changed his mind and reversed his course of action. And in doing so, she points out to him that there is an alternative to his plan. There is a moral alternative to the decision that he made right now, and she brings Hashem into the picture. She says, and she, without even arguing the point, she assumes the premise that this is Hashem's choice to not come to bloodshed. She goes on, Perek Chav Zayin, and she says you could almost see her gesturing towards the big feast that she has prepared. Here's the gift that I, your maidservant, has brought for you. So here we have a kind of peace offering. She's demonstrating that while her husband wished him ill or certainly did not want to take notice of him, she is providing that which David requested. And in doing so, she really puts herself on his side in this argument. She begs him, Sana la pesha matacha, please forgive us. And the next piece of wisdom we hear in Pasuk Chafchet, Abigail says, Ki asa yaseh, Hashem ladoni bayit ne'eman. Hashem is going to provide my master with a bayit ne'eman, an enduring house. Ki milchamot Hashem adoni nelcham. Because you have fought the wars of Hashem v'ra'a lo timatzei v'chamia mecha. And evil should not, or perhaps you do not want evil to ever be found in you. Meaning you will one day have a palace, you will one day have the reign in your hands, and you do not want your reign to be marred and to have the scar of having committed this wrongdoing. Abigail brings David's attention and focuses his eyes on the future and the bigger picture. Pasuk Lamed, one day when Hashem makes you king, Vayaki Asa Hashem Ladoni Kechol Asher Diber Et HaTova Alecha V'Tzivcha L'Nagid Al Yisrael V'Lo Tiyah Zot L'Cha L'Fuka U'L'Mechshol Leiv L'Adoni V'Lishpoch Dam Chinam U'L'Oshia Adoni Lo. This should not be a stumbling block for you in the future. And she makes sure that David sees the bigger picture and understands that this could in fact be an impediment to his rule. In the Medrash, she says, what happens? Medrash Tehillim Mizmor Nun Gimel, Avigal says to David, what is going to happen when you are judging cases and a case is brought before you as a king and there's going to be a poor person who went to someone's house and requested bread, and when the Balabayit denied bread to the poor person rose up and attacked the Balabayit. How will you be able to judge? Meaning the scenario is similar to the scenario at hand, and Abigail is bringing David's attention to the fact that if he wants to be a leader, he also has to be a role model, and he will not be able to impose any kind of moral or ethical guidance on others if he himself has not lived accordingly. The Gemara in Megillah Yudalid adds even more to our understanding of Abigail's wisdom. It's an extensive Gemara, and we will cite a little bit of it here. Abigail had said to David that Hashem mina'acha mibo bedamim, Hashem prevented him from coming to bloods, and based on the fact that it is plural, damim, we hear in the Gemara about what was going on. In fact, David was interested in taking Abigail as a wife to marry her at that point, seeing that Nabal was about to be killed and she would not be married to him anymore. And so Abigail, at that point, when she encountered him and understood what was going on and his intentions were, showed him, demonstrated to him that there is Dam Nida. And David said, we do not pask and we do not arrive at any halachic determinations of Dam Nida at night. Abigail said, well, there's also a law that we do not judge Dinei Nefashot, capital cases, at night. At which point David says, Nabal was Morid B'malchut. The halacha is that if somebody rebels against the king, the anointed Mashiach Hashem, the king of Am Yisrael, then he can be killed immediately without a court case. Avigail points out, yes, but at this point, Lo Hodia Tevacha Ba'olam, at this point, your role in the world is not yet known. And this, therefore, would be a disgrace. It would not be seen as taking care of somebody who was Morid B'Malchut.
How does David react to Avigail's wise words? Well, we can learn as much about David's character from this interaction as we've learned about Avigail's. After all, here we have a man who is about to become king of Am Yisrael, and he has 400 men who he has publicly instructed to take a certain course of action. And yet, upon hearing Avigail's words of wisdom and her logic, he immediately stays his hand and changes his course of action. And not only that, but acknowledges that this woman, Abigail, is the cause for him changing his course of action. Pasuk Lamed Bet, Vayomer David Abigail, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Asher Shlachecha Yom Hazeh Lekrati, Blessed Hashem who sent you to greet me today, Uvaruch Tamech Uvruchaat, and blessed is your reasoning that you have articulated, and blessed are you, Asher Klitini Hayom Hazeh Mibo B'damim, who prevented me today from coming to bloods, Hoshea Yadi Li. And David says, do you know what would have happened had you not come? Lulai, Lulam, Chai Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Asher Mena'ani, Mehara Otach. Blessed is Hashem who prevented me from harming you, because Lulei Mihart Vatavot, had you not rushed and come to me to greet me, there would be no one left at this point from the house of Naval. In Perek, Nun Gimel and Tehillim, the Perek opens up Lam Netzech al Machlat. The Midrash tells us, Midrash Tehillim, that Machlat refers to Avigail from the word Mechila, that she preventively got forgiveness for David from great sins that he was about to commit in multiple realms. And it says, Tova haita Avigail le David mikol hakarbanot sheba'olam. Avigail was better for David than all the karbanot in the world, because had David brought all the karbanot in the world for the sins that he was about to commit, it would not have brought him forgiveness. Avigail immediately returns home, and she finds a very drunk husband, v'hushikor ad me'od, and she wisely does not tell him anything that transpired while he is drunk, and waits till the next morning, b'tzeit hayayin mi'naval, when Naval is sobered up. And she tells him what transpired. We hear, Vayamatz libo bekir bo v'hu haya le'aven. His heart dies within him, and he is like stone. Rav Salvejik in Al Tshuva on Repentance talks about the Avigail who follows every sinner. That sobering moment the next morning when the sinner has the opportunity to realize what he did. Naval and David are a study in contrast. They both had the privilege of Avigail's moral clarity, and they both could have benefited from it. The Midrash tells us, David yatza minavon v'naval nechnas. David took that opportunity, and he left the possibility of sinning, while Naval just became more entrenched in sin. Pasuk lamechet v'hika asaret hayamim v'yigof Hashem et Naval v'yamot. Hashem gives Naval 10 days of sickness, and then he dies. And Chazal tell us that these 10 days were an Aseret Yemei Tshuva, potential Aseret Yemei Tshuva for Naval. Tell Elo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aseret Yamim Shemirosh HaShanah V'ad Yom HaKippurim. Either literally it was Aseret Yemei Tshuva, or a figurative personal Aseret Yemei Tshuva where Naval had the opportunity of introspection and Tshuva, but of course he did not take advantage of it. Upon hearing that Naval died, we hear of David's characteristic defining bitachon that we get to know about him through Tehillim, and he sees and expresses that if he stays his hand and relies completely on Hashem, Hashem will always be there to save him. Vayomer Baruch Hashem asher rav et riv cherpati miyad naval ve'et avdo chasach me'ra'a. Blessed is Hashem who fought the big fight for me and saved me from sinning. And he sends messengers to propose marriage to Avigail. She immediately accepts. We hear from the word vatimaher, and she goes with the messengers, becomes David's wife. David also takes Achinoam as a wife. Shaul gives Michal to Palti ben Laish as our parak comes to a conclusion. Thank you for learning together. Lidloi nishmat malka Esther, Batzvi Yosef.